Let's talk now to Luna Page, a singer, been around now, she says, for 21 years, celebrating the event with a cafe, with a concert at the wonderful Alma Cafe in Rosebank. We're trying to support live music and get musicians going again after COVID-19. I'm delighted to chat to Luna to find out what she's been doing in the lockdown and what she plans to do on the 4th of October at Alma Cafe. Luna, very good evening to you.
Good evening. Nice to speak to you.
Have you been battling like most entertainers during the lockdown?
Yeah, battling is quite a good description. But I must confess, here at the end, I started really relaxing into it and feeling really great.
We were talking yesterday about how people like me are actually a bit upset that the curfew is being relaxed. We like being told to go home at 10 o'clock. Anyway, look, so you have been a mix of Afrikaans and English music. I think Afrikaans probably most of your music. Is that fair?
No, actually not. The irony is I've actually made a lot more English music, but I've had more success in the Afrikaans market with my Afrikaans music and my English music. So it's interesting. But I started making music in the early 2000s and only released my first Afrikaans album in 2012. So,
but that has worked for you because you definitely have more prominence in that market.
Yes, and I guess it's because I am Afrikaans.
Yeah. Although Luna Page, you could hide behind that as an English sounding name if you wanted to. You can work both ways. Is this your first concert since lockdown?
It is not my first concert in front of a live audience. No, it's my first one in Cape Town. I did my first one about a week ago, at very short notice. So the thing now, everybody's sort of booking you on short notice. So it's like you get a call, do you want to go play? And you're like, oh, yes. So yeah, I did my first show about a week ago in Wellington. But this is my first one in Cape Town.
All right.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
And you're calling it 21 years later. Is that what you're calling it?
No, well, I actually debuted official music production earlier this year called 21 Years Later at the Woordfeest. And that the whole angle was to sort of reflect upon 21 years as a sort of a niche artist in South Africa and also look at the social impact on, you know, and how I feel about where I live and stuff like that. So it was, but needless to say, that show never really happened because I did one show and then it was locked down.
Okay.
So I'm doing an extract out of that show, introducing my new music and some performance poetry I've written as well as introduction to some of the songs.
Where are you from? What is your background? Where did you grow up and where did you first get into music?
Well, I grew up in Melkbosch Strand here in the Western Cape. And my dad played drums and my mom sang a bit in his band. And, you know, so, but none of them really did it professionally. So I don't know what happened. I just sang since I can remember. And then when I heard Tori Amos, I just fell in love with her and decided I want to write my own songs. And I guess I just never looked back. So
Tori Amos is your, is or was your idol?
She was my idol. I remember, I think one does sort of grow out of her a bit. You know, that teenage angst leaves you luckily at some stage in your life. But every now and then, I think what I liked about her was the honesty of her work and the fact that she wasn't glossy at all and that she could express a side same with Alanis Morissette, express a side of femininity that you don't often see in music, in all, you know, popular music or mainstream music written by women. And that appealed to me, of course.
And the only thing I know about Tori Amos, and I've just checked it online to make sure I did have the right thing, was that she was classically trained. She was a full-on classical musician before she became a pop musician.
Yes, and that she also sang in a metal band before she became famous.
All right, so you're performing. This is Sunday, the 4th of October, so that's Sunday week at the wonderful Alma Cafe. Fabulous venue. It is small, so you're going to have to book early if you want to get in. It's jono@almacafe.co.za. That's J-O-N-O. jono@almacafe.co.za. Luna, enjoy being back on stage live again. I'm sure you will. Most performers do. And I hope the show goes really well, and lovely to chat to you.
Thank you very much. You must have a great night.
Thanks, Luna.